The one you have down here in Cheney County?
Yes.
Okay. And, Chris, are you familiar with our decision from a year or two ago as to what we did on these?
I just learned of that doing some research. My understanding was maybe the hotels were upset, and so the decision was any nightly rental was classified as commercial. Is that correct?
I don't know about the hotels being upset, but as far as the as what we did on nightly rental, because we have a lot of these at this point, what we've done, Chris, is that if you have a unit here and you put it in a nightly rental program and you only have one of them, your first one we will do a mixed use on like you were talking about. And at present, we're giving a pretty good break on the first one, which is 25% commercial, 75% residential. And are you contesting value or are you just contesting classification?
I mean, I guess both. That helps.
Do you not think that it's the five?
Commercial.
Right. We understand you got a notice that said 100% commercial. And what we have been doing with these is making a motion to change it to a mixed use along the lines that I said, and would only be 25% commercial. Okay?
Okay.
And yeah, I just want to make sure that your tax rate goes down from 32% to 19% for 75% of it. So I don't know whatever those numbers are, but it's obviously if you're using it as a nightly rental for more than 25% of the time, you're getting a deal. If you do purchase another one in Taney County, the way we've been doing it, though, is that we'll allow on the first one, because we understand you may use it or family, but that any one you buy after that is going to be 100% commercial.
Okay, that's understood. So,
okay.
I guess the next section, though, is, valuations always funky with these things to me. I mean, because in 2022, it was $94,000 from what I had, and then it increased significantly.
Yeah, I've got $517 here. Is that right?
That was probably before build.
Huh?
That was probably before build. They were built in 2021.
Oh, they were built in 2021.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it would have been occupancy, so
okay,
partial
they,
year.
Okay, they weren't, until they got occupancy permits, they weren't actually valued. That was the, it was way down there without, basically valued without a building, right, at that point. And,
or a partial building.
Yeah, it was a partial building or something like that.
Yeah.
That's why it was what it was, because when you're in the process of construction, depending on where the, when the assessor is, her deadlines are, it goes to different phases as of the construction. It could be all done, it could be half done, could be a little bit done.
Okay, so then on the 2022 tax receipt, but when I look at the 2023 real estate value change notice, so okay, now I see there's appraised and assessed, so those are two different.
Right. And if you think the appraised value is, I guess the question is the 517 that it's been appraised at, do you feel that that is wrong, unreasonable, too high? What's your thought?
Yeah, well, the 2023, it went up $390,000 from 2022. So that's,
I think it was just,
I don't understand.
In other words, the property was just not completed at the point that they assessed it when you had only the $94,000. Is that correct? Okay. In other words, the property had not been...
The appraised value in 2022 I have is $295,810.
Okay.
And then the new appraised value is $685,439.
We have 517.37 on here.
No, because should I talk now?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm probably confused, so I'm going to I'm going to let the assessor speak for a second, and then we'll talk about it. We're an independent board. We're just trying to just figure out what the fair market value is.
Okay.
As you know, your condo resort there is a new build, pretty much. I mean, it's a whole new area that's being built. We get out there, we appraise as quickly as we can. Things aren't finished, so we get on what we can for the year. When they're finally 100% occupied, you get the full rate put down. Again, your appraised value, I'm supposed to be within 10% of your actual cash value. And are you saying, because on your own BOE, you said you paid $1,050,000 for this. I'm only at 517.
So is it 517 or 685439?
It's at 517.
So that's what I have on.
I'm standing at the counter here. I'm sorry.
I have it on our sheet here at 517307.
Yeah.
Okay.
As appraised.
So I mean, we can talk about valuations all day long, but when I look at other valuations in the Taney County area that are similar to ours, not all properties were. I mean, like the one I sent you. Is that what, $81,000?
And one thing I did want to tell you, when we sent the cards out, your developer was still gathering his information, and he worked with us to get the correct values onto those. That's why it dropped from the 685 down to
570.
Because he gave us a price per square foot to build them, that kind of thing. Because we're trying to stay fair in what it would cost to build the structure. And you know, your land value isn't really land. It's you're paying those common elements, like the parking lot, the lighting, there's a pool.
Right.
That's what you're covering.
Okay. So can you help me understand why other properties in Taney County weren't increased like everybody, like some of the other ones were?
Well, we have a limited staff. I mean, we can only cover so much. We were trying to make sure that we did everything that was similar, like your, are you Branson Cove or... I can't remember.
Yeah,
something. Yeah. Okay. So we tried to do all of those, but we concentrate actually on the Hollister School District because I understand where some of these valuations are coming up high, but by concentrating on one school district, that kind of forces the issue for a levy rollback, or that is my hope. So, but you should be valued similar to all the others in your area.
I guess area is, you mean Branson Cove, right?
Yeah, yeah. Branson Cove, Chateau Mountain, all those, they're all kind of a similar type of area.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, based on research I did, areas like Trophy Run is very different than Branson Cove.
It is a very different area. I mean, it's not even comparable. It's not in the same grouping as Branson.
Are they still doing timeshare out there?
No. But it's smaller units, too.
No. Yeah, it's smaller units.
Okay. Well, it was a shock, just to be honest. I mean, it just, I know I'm not the only one that's
right. And we know the percentages, and just so you understand what we as a citizen board are doing, we're just trying to make sure that the value that the assessor puts on your property is a fair value, and it is not above what the market value is. And of course, we want to be consistent. We don't want there to be discrimination. So that's what we're doing here. And if you feel like that the value that's on here is probably doesn't meet what the actual value of your property is, then you're doing well.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So the way I'm going to calculate what my tax is I'm going to take 25% of that number, and I'm going to multiply that by 32%, and then the rest of it I multiply by 19%. Is that correct?
Yeah, the assessor will... You send out a new notice, or how do you do that?
For the after you make your decision, the clerk's office will send a letter.
The decision letter that we send you will reflect those values, okay? Or reflect that amount. Okay. I would. Chris, do you have anything else today?
No, I don't think so. Appreciate the call and.
Well, wait a second. Wait a second. We're going to make a motion here. I just want you to stay on line for a second.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'd make a motion to classify this property as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
And to deny any decrease in value to add that.
Sorry.
Okay. No, that's all right.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, Chris. Thank you. You'll get a decision letter from.
Yep.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
So if you look at that, what he paid for that property, he paid
$3.5 million.
He paid $350 a square foot, and it was assessed at $173, which is basically materials cost, right? The cost to build.
Yeah.
Okay, we still don't have another in-person in here. Let's see if I can do another teleconference. We have BOE 343, that's Mark Davis. It's for Cassie Mills property, it looks like.
Yes. Residence.
The appeal here is not on value, it's on classification.
Can I say something really quick?
Okay.
He's not, it's a house, and I think he's just surprised that we found him doing nightly rentals. We actually have a copy of the ad.
Oh, so you sent him a commercial?
We set him commercial because he's a nightly rental. He's been renting, and he's got reviews for all of last year. And his ad is in your file.
Okay. So I
and he's got an
that.
Opinion of market value that's $120,000 above what you have him assessed at.
Okay, so that's $500 bracing.
Okay, so we don't know anything about him. Does he have any other properties here in the county?
I couldn't find him.
I couldn't find any.
He had several. When I looked.
Is this the wrong? He has several?
Yeah, he had.
I found several David Davis and several.
It came up under.
Yeah.
Davis Thaddeus, A.C., care of Davis, Mark Davis. And then there's.
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to.
Is this the Mark Davis dentist?
He's got to be living somewhere around here because he's renting this house.
It's a Kansas number. It's a Kansas phone number I'm calling.
Right, but he's got a personal property account, like with his vehicle. So it confused the stuffing out of me.
Canyon Drive. That's ag.
Thaddeus. There's.
Yeah, those are just land parcels. There's two land parcels that are in care of his name, but not with residence or rental. So just one that he's using for nightly rental.
Well, if this is, so as far as we know, this is the only home he has in Taney County.
Yeah, you'll need to ask him.
Okay. Oops. How do I avoid this? Okay, there it goes.